The next question is about the visualizations from the photographic trance section, such as the hallways and the presence and the cabinets and everything else like that. What type of visualization are those, and how do those fit into the OBE blueprint? Those are visualizations to test to see how sticky your memory impressions are. I do use those not as an energizer or a pump primer usually. I'll use, for an energizer, I like to use the strobe. As a pump primer, I like to use the computer menu. But then, if I want to make sure that I have a really solid trance, and I want to make sure that things are sticking there, and I can, it's, I'm not just using my own imagination to power these things, but they've taken on kind of a life of their own, then I'll use one of these test visualizations, such as the one where you look to see what's in a drawer, and then you close it, and you look to see what's in a set of drawers, and you open and close the drawers, see what's in there, and if you can come back to them and it looks like they still have the same kind of stuff in them, then you know you have a nice, strong trance that you can use to have an OBE. You're a lot more stable and focused into your trance. Now, actually, the more you do OBEs, the more you'll be able to skip that step, because that's what really, when you get to the quick switch style of OBE, you will probably never use those visualizations, because there's not enough time. You go straight from having a physical focus right into having a non-physical focus, and you skip over a lot of those intermediate steps. But when you're starting out, and it really does help to be able to break things down to the really, really micro detail, so you know exactly how much progress that you've made. Because that's really one of the hardest things about getting good at visualizing when you're new to it. You don't really know how much progress you made, or if are you just wasting your time, or what. You need to have a way that you can constantly give yourself positive feedback, and you know exactly how much ground you've covered. And so having these, they're sort of like a reality check, except you're not totally into the OBE yet. They're like a pre-reality check to see how far you've gone, and then you know that you really have, whatever it was that you were doing before was working. So you don't have to go through an entire OBE and have a successful OBE for you to be able to test and see if what you were doing initially was actually working. So it's a way for you to evaluate your own initial visualizations and see what type of visualization works best for you. Then once you get good at that, once you know what visualizations work for you, you probably won't really need to use these test visualizations like the drawer, and you can just go past that because you develop a feeling for it, and then you rely more on the feeling than you do on constantly testing and make sure that everything is still what you think it is and everything is going along okay. So basically, the order that you use them would be like this. You would start out with the computer menu, then you would use some strobe, and then you would kind of just zone out for a while and use timeless hypnotic fractionation if you're up to that point yet. And then you'd go back and you'd use the computer menu and the strobe, and then you'd zone out again. And you keep doing that, and once you get to the point where you feel like it's working, then go ahead and do a test visualization such as see what's in a set of drawers. And if it works, and if you can open up the drawers, look inside them, see what's there, then close the doors, zone out for a little bit, and then go back and look and see what's in the drawers, and there's still objects in there that you think are probably the same ones, then you know that what you were doing before was correct, and that you can keep track then of how many times it took you to go in and out of trance using timeless hypnotic fractionation. You know, say it takes you three cycles. You go in and out of trance three times, and then you do the test visualization. You do the test visualization and it works. Then you know the next time you use this, you could then simplify things down a little bit, because then you can say, okay, I know that once I've done this three times, that'll get me to the stickiness sensation, and then I can go on to attempting a selector visualization, and then a separator visualization. And you keep keeping track of how much progress you've made using the test visualizations, and then once you have your routine down, you know what works best for you, you can start simplifying steps out until it gets to the point where you do the entire thing basically in one step. And that's when you're doing the quick switch OBEs.